Thank you for your interest in my work. This message addresses how and why I work the way I do and what you can expect in an animal communication session with me. If you've taken some time to explore my website, you will know by now that I do work quite a bit differently than traditional animal communicators. Because of my unique abilities, I have found it extremely beneficial to combine both animal communication and energetic healing in one session. Because of the way I work, the minimum session I offer is 1 hour in length. Please know that I do require that you participate in the session. I do not speak privately with any animal, as I believe there is tremendous value in our dialogue being witnessed. My goal is to help you create a better partnership and greater understanding with your animal. I do not ask for a photograph or any information about you or your animal prior to working with you. It is important to me that I know nothing about your circumstances in order to ensure that I am truly communicating their thoughts, feelings, and potential concerns. If you were to relay your concerns, or I were to interpret them with my own personal opinions, our human minds could quite easily project our desired outcome onto the animal, and this could prevent your animal from speaking freely and from their own heart. This manner of communication does allow the animal the freedom to refuse to answer questions. This has, on occasion, occurred because the topic was too painful, or the animal may have felt they wished to discuss something more important from their perspective. I have actually had a traumatized animal lie to me once, which I documented in a blog post, and it can be found on my website. This brings us to the topic of trauma and mistrust. Not all animals are completely forthcoming during the first session, especially deeply traumatized ones. Although it is uncommon for an animal to refuse to communicate with an animal communicator, it does not mean they are completely trusting or ready to share their innermost fears or disappointments. For some animals, it does take time to build a relationship, and in such cases, where more than one session is necessary, I am always willing to discuss a reduction of my fees according to your needs. When I have worked with an animal several times over a year or even two, I have found that animals heal in much the same way humans do, by peeling away layers of fear, mistrust, and even guilt. I seem to have attracted many clients with trauma, as I myself have experienced significant trauma in my life. I have a tremendous amount of compassion for both animals and people who have suffered difficulties. I am committed to helping both animals and people by sharing the tools that I learned and employed to great effect on my own healing journey. Most of the animals I work with have experienced stress or trauma at some point in their lives. In my experience, oftentimes an animal's response to a simple yes or no question can be based on fear or previous traumatic experiences. Additionally, animals can take on the systems of beliefs of prior owners or trainers. It is sometimes very obvious to me that a response is coming from a painful memory or experience, that it is not the deepest truth of the animal. This is where my work can be greatly beneficial for you and your animal. I once had a client who owned a cutting horse from Texas. The horse told me that he did not believe in animal communication because his previous owner thought it was impossible. Animals are always listening to the conversations around them, and many believe they have no reason to doubt the veracity of our opinions. I've also had an animal refuse to admit they were in pain, even though they were exhibiting highly unusual aggressive behavior toward humans. The animal felt that if they admitted they were injured and could no longer perform, they would likely be sent to an auction because they overheard the trainer and barn manager talking about it time and again. Many times, all it takes is some conversation, an explanation about their circumstances, and a reminder that we don't always see the whole picture for an animal to shift their perspective and change their mind or attitude. Further, unhealed previous experiences can have a tremendous impact on their choices, especially ones as critical as a potential change of ownership or end-of-life decisions. The potential for healing and truly being given a space to speak their mind freely without expectation or judgment can do wonders for an animal. It seems to me that many of the successes people attribute to me and my skill are truly a reflection of my honoring the animal and giving them a voice. This may be the first time they truly experience being given a choice, and the impact of a communication session such as this can have tremendously beneficial lifelong consequences. I always do my best to ensure a positive outcome for both you and your animal. If you haven't yet read any of the client testimonials on my website, I suggest you read at least one titled Sammy in my client testimonial archive. I believe it is toward the bottom of the page. In the beginning of each session, I will introduce myself and ask your animal for permission to communicate with them. This is like a meet and greet of our energies. I get to feel and sense their energy, and they get to feel and sense mine. I assure you, in this moment, they are sizing me up and determining if they feel I am trustworthy. Because I can see and feel energy, there is also quite a bit I am perceiving about them. This ability has contributed greatly to my success in working with traumatized animals. I always communicate through my heart space so that everything is perceived from a space of love. I always begin by allowing your animal to be given an opportunity to share whatever they feel is important to them first. I will invite them to share any concerns they may have about their health, well-being, feeding schedule, or circumstances. It is usually during this time their personality will shine through, and they may have interesting comments about your personality too. So be prepared for anything to happen. It is not uncommon for an animal to defer to your questions, especially if they are shy, or if they sense you have a serious matter to discuss or are in distress, they may begin by asking you a question. One thing I can assure you is that no session is exactly like another. Expect the unexpected, because animals never cease to amaze me. Every day I find myself saying, I have never heard that from an animal before. No matter how much experience I have, I always feel as if I am their apprentice, and I am constantly in awe of their deep capacity for compassion and forgiveness. When your animal has nothing further to offer spontaneously, I will turn my attention to you and you will be able to ask your questions. In my experience, many of the owner's questions will have already been answered by allowing the animal an opportunity to speak from his or her heart. I do ask that you continue to resist the urge to share any stories or background with me. It is important to allow the animal to answer your questions from a space of neutrality without any expectations or emotions getting in the way. As I am also a medium, from time to time, your deceased loved ones or pets may come forward with messages or requests for healing. This sometimes happens at the beginning of a session, but can sometimes be tied to certain questions you might have asked, such as, why won't you go in the backyard anymore? Or why don't you like my friend? common answers can be, because someone non-physical is in the backyard, or because your friend is sad or angry. It is often very easy to resolve such matters, but sometimes these topics can touch on very deeply personal issues, especially if it involves our own challenges or healing journey. I worked with people for several years before I shifted my focus to traumatized animals at their request. As I would be working with a human client, I would randomly see a vision of a cat or a horse, or feel an animal energy in the client's energy field. In every case, the animal would turn out to be a current or former animal companion. The animals would consistently bring forward another layer of healing for my client that would never cease to amaze me. Their perspectives would often challenge their human to rethink past or current circumstances and would always lead to positive, energetic shifts. I have learned so much from the animals about healing, and so can you. Remember, animals come into our lives for a reason, especially traumatized ones. Often their traumas reflect our own, or our healing paths mirror one another. Animals are wonderful teachers, and that point is often driven home through our challenges and successes with them, as well as their beautiful messages. I hope this method of work resonates with you. If it does, I would like to share some tips on how you can prepare yourself and your animal for a session with me. First, I invite you to get used to connecting to the energy of your heart if you are not already in the habit of doing so. Find a quiet time when you have 5 or 10 minutes to sit with your animal alone and focus on your heart. First, breathe deeply into your heart space and ground yourself in your preferred method. Oftentimes, people like to imagine taking a walk in the forest or even lying on a beach. Next, send love to yourself and then to your animal. Now that you have established a heart connection with your animal, tell them out loud that you have invited an animal communicator to help you speak with them. Tell them a nice lady named Ginny, who can hear them talk, will be speaking with you both in a few days. It is important to let them know that you give them permission to communicate with me. I encourage you to share with them why you have asked for this session. Tell them your concerns and ask them to be honest with me. Nothing can be resolved through fear or deception. Share your love, and above all, let them know that everything is going to be okay. That you will be okay no matter what. Oftentimes, animals worry more about their owners than they worry about themselves. And as you can imagine, that is not healthy for them or you. Animals can sometimes take on the emotions of their owners, which can lead to unnecessary illness for them. Often the animals believe they are lightening our load or teaching us compassion by taking on our energies. Unfortunately, just the opposite is true. By assuming our energy, we remain unaware that we must release or resolve our own issues. Having the opportunity to discuss these issues openly and without judgment has proven to be helpful for all involved time and time again. Thank you for trusting me to be a messenger from the heart of your animal. I am very aware that there are hundreds of capable animal communicators for you to choose from. I am deeply honored every time someone chooses to work with me. It is both humbling and exciting. I wish you and your pet well on your journey, wherever it may lead you. Remember, when you follow your heart, you lead with love.